This is the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, also promoted in more than 200 countries and territories on Global Edge, the number one Google-ranked site for international business resources. Global Edge Business Beat is hosted by Thomas Holt.
I am, of course, Thomas Holt. Today we're with us George Yip, one of the foremost experts on global strategy in the world. He's at one of the top business schools in the world, actually, but it's in London. It's called Imperial College Business School in London, England, of course. He's professor of marketing and strategy, as well as associate dean for executive programs at Imperial College. Welcome to the show, George.
Hi, thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. I've known you for a long time. You're, of course, a fellow of the Academy of International Business and a whole bunch of other accolades. And global strategy is really your forte. And you're a foremost expert in global strategy, and I've been that for a long time now. So let's talk about global strategy a little bit. Multinational corporations, as well as small and medium-sized companies, really today have tremendous opportunities in the global marketplace. And recently, you've been talking about global strategy execution. What do you mean by global strategy execution?
Yes, I want to distinguish between strategy formulation and strategy execution. So strategy formulation or global strategy formulation is the strategy you plan or that you intend. Often it's put down in a strategic plan. It's in a document or a PowerPoint presentation. But the execution, of course, is actually getting it done. So your plan may be, let's say, for an American company to enter China as a market, that's the intended strategy, and you intend to go in with certain product range at a price point, etc. But then you get the execution. We've got a wonderful recent example of Uber, which successfully expanded to many countries, but then when it hit China, finally its execution didn't work out so well, and it's now actually given up and sold out to a local Chinese company. So you can have great plans, but if the execution doesn't work so well, you know, that's a major problem.
Well, we've got 196 countries and some 61 or more territories in the world, so there's tremendous opportunity both from a marketplace standpoint, but execution in all of these different places become intriguing, and you have a fascinating background and books and other stories to go with that that I encourage our listeners to check out as well. You also talk about the staging the global strategy, and that becomes an important part of being successful in the global marketplace. What do you mean by staging the global strategy?
Well, you can't roll out everything at once. If we think of three aspects, geography, product range, and function. Actually, before I get to global, think about Amazon. Amazon's a classic example of staging. It started by selling only books. Now it sells everything. Obviously, it could not have started the other way around. It couldn't have started by selling everything. So that's the essence of staging. So in geography, staging means choosing the right markets to expand into first. So going back to the Uber example, Uber expanded into some cities in Europe, like London, where it has been very successful. And then finally it hit a country where it wasn't successful. But imagine if it had started in China as its first international market, it might have given up going international at all. Then staging in terms of products, you can't bring all your products international at once. And in terms of global strategy, like I talk about converting from multi-local products of separate countries, to global products. Ford, for example, struggled for really 20 years before it could create a truly global product. You know, it tried with the Escort, that failed, and finally, with the Focus, it's a product that's much more of a global product. And thirdly, with functions, you can stage which functions you globalize first. So perhaps you globalize marketing first, perhaps the brand name, before you try to globalize the product itself.
That's interesting, because obviously a lot of companies actually did go to China and try that market, and perhaps some of them failed, and that discouraged them enough to not go overseas again. So strategically planning where to go and not just looking at potential market opportunities at face value is what it sounds like could be interesting as well. You also talk about allowing for an emergent global strategy. What do you mean by an emergent global strategy?
Emergent strategy is different from the intended strategy, which sort of comes from the top. Emergent strategy often comes from the middle of the organization, middle managers or a country subsidiaries. A good example is Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is a company that was successful in China. But one of the reasons it was successful was that they added a lot of Chinese items, such as duck feet and other things like that, which very much came from the local managers, not something that the top managers would have thought about. And Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC now, was open enough to allow the local managers to really change things, introduce tree fungus salad, congee rice egg custard tarts and so on. So that's an example of emergent strategy.
Actually, I'm going to spin this one off a little bit differently, because a couple of decades ago, you published a book called Total Global Strategy that has been around for a couple of incarnations now and perhaps coming out in the future soon as well. Talk about what do you mean by total global strategy?
Well, a total global strategy means that the company takes a total view. So instead of making decisions country by country or even by region, it thinks about what is our total position in the world and what country should we be in? How do we develop a product line that mixes the global needs, regional and local needs? So it's taking a total view rather than a partial view by country or by region. You still need the country, region, and even sub-country views, but it's there's an overlay of the total global strategy that looks at everything, including organization as well.
Of course, I was fortunate enough to be co-author on the last version of the third edition of that book, but I'm also very much interested in supply chain management, and that total value system or total cost approach resonates really well and overlaps well with that total global strategy approach. So all that fascinates me as well. George Yip, Professor of Marketing and Strategy and Associate Dean for Executive Programs at the Imperial College Business School in London, England. I'm Thomas Holt, and you're listening to the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, as well as promoted worldwide in 200 countries and territories on Global Edge.